Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, we're continuing our county by county journey across the country, exploring all 32 counties that make up this remarkable little island. If you're looking for a last minute staycation or summer holiday over the next couple of weeks, so far we've been to Antrim, Armagh and Carlow, and today we are off to County Cavan. Will Murphy, travel content creator, is back with me in studio. How's things, Will?
How's it going? Yeah, I love that little intro song. Very cute.
Sure, it's lovely, isn't it?
It really sets the scene, isn't it?
Where are you going to bring us in Cavan?
We're off to Cavan.
Where are we going?
Cavan is home to 365 lakes, so there's one for every day of the year. This is a local thing that everyone says. It's a landlocked county with a coastline, is what the locals call it. So it's Ireland's lakelands, so there's plenty of lakes to explore. So we're going to start off in Killykeen Forest Park, around one of the best lakes, which is Loch Ochter. And we are going to, it's a really kind of like Instagrammable spot. So there's like a man-made island on the middle, and it has this lovely castle, and you can kayak out to the island, which is really, really cool. You can hire your kayak from Cavan Adventure Centre, rent it from there. It's really cool. Bring a picnic, enjoy it, and explore the kind of lake. It's a really cool place to explore. And if cycling is more your thing, you can do the Killykeen Greenway, which is also very nice. And you can stop in at Nomad Coffee, which is like a coffee container kind of spot. Really, really cute.
I bet a lot of our listeners don't necessarily associate Cavan with a lot of the adventure activities.
Yeah, it's a big one now. Big water sports one as well. Like, really, really cool space.
We're looking for recommendations too from listeners today. 087 1400 106 is the number. So from kayaking to cycling, that's your kickoff point.
That's it. And then we're going to continue west. We're going to go to Cavan Burn Park, which is one of Ireland's most hidden gems. There's 5 trails there you can explore. There's ancient tombs and over 6,000 years of history dotted around the place. It's kind of like a limestone landscape, similar to like Clare and stuff. So it's like Clare, but it's without the crowds and stuff. So which would be a little bit better to explore.
Yeah.
Nearby then you'll find the Shannon Pot, which is the source of the River Shannon, Ireland's largest river. So you'll see the beginning of the river. It's a small little spring. It's kind of a really cool thing to check out. If you're feeling active, you can travel to the Stairway to Heaven. Which kind of shares.
It's on the Fermanagh border. I would more associate the Stairway to Heaven with Fermanagh.
It has great views of Cavan.
Can I just say, go if you're on your phone now, Google Stairway to Heaven if you're not familiar with
it. It's a big one. 450 wooden steps up to the very top, so
and
it's a lot.
I feel like people have only started visiting there in more recent years.
Because definitely took off during like COVID and stuff. Everyone's kind of like,
all of a sudden it is appearing on everybody's TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, and they're so well known now, which is great, which is so good. And people, there's like a lot more boardwalks and stuff around Ireland, so great to see. Might as well make
the
use of them.
The place that I would have always visited as a child, and it was a real like school tour destination, was the Marble Arch Caves.
Ah, yes.
And it's still there and going strong, and it's brilliant.
And it is also shared with Cavan. So it's part of the world's first cross-border UNESCO Global Geopark. So it's jointly managed by both sides of the border. So Cavan shares it with Fermanagh, which is very nice. And it's a great place to check out.
It's underground. I presume they still have it. It's been years since I was there. But, you know, you'd hop into these little boats and you basically...
There's rivers down there and stuff. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Really unique one now to check out.
Lovely, lovely thing to do for families, actually, as a family activity as well.
Yes,
100%. So that's what you're offering people on their first stop at the Killykeen Forest Park. Cavan Town is actually quite a big place too.
Yes, Cavan Town is lovely and there's lots going on. So Cavan County Museum, we love a museum here. it's a really good spot. They have the incredible World War I trench experience, which is the largest replica of a trench open to the public in Ireland and the UK. Which is really cool. So it's just basically like you get to walk around trenches and see what that was like. They also have things like bog butter, which I think is always hilarious that we stick it in a museum. Sheila na Gaigs and well curated exhibitions on the famine and the 1916 rising, which is really cool.
Now for places to stay.
Places to stay, we're going to go
accommodation. Where are you sending us?
Cabu Cabins, which is a really...
Haven't been, but heard a lot about it.
This is always kind of what I hear. I haven't been, but I've heard loads. Yeah. Really cool spot, Scandinavian style woodland cabins. It's surrounded by the lakes and forests. You could basically stay your whole trip there if you wanted to. Everything you need is there. It's set up for kayaking, cycling, fishing, sauna, spas, hot tubs, everything you kind of need there. Now, it's a little bit more on the luxurious side and a bit more on the expensive side. It's about €270 for one night for 2 guests. But like like I said, you could, that's an experience. So you could spend your whole time
you'd
there.
Probably if you're going to Cabu Cabins, I know, or some of those kind of, you are staying there.
You are staying there and stationing really yourself there. Around. So it's just a lovely place to kind of check out. But an alternative to that is another cabin stay is Blue Way Stays, which is a waterside cabin. Very similar. You're getting your views of the lake. You're getting a cute cabin. And this one's much cheaper. It's €150 for two guests. So that's a lot more kind of in budget.
Yeah, there's two different, as you say, there's kind of the more bougie and then a different price point as well. Yeah. If people are looking for that. Food is the thing I always want to know.
Food is always
where are we going to eat?
And there's some good ones in Cavan. So MacNeen House and Restaurant is in Blackline, and it's Nevin Maguire's famous restaurant, famous Irish chef. And it's one of the best known foodie destinations. Yeah. I've never been to it, but it's supposed to be very good. The tasting menu is supposed to be excellent.
It's an experience.
Yeah, a really good experience. So definitely check that one out. For something a bit more relaxed, you can go to Wine Goose Cellar Bar in Cavan Town, which is consistently very good. People's Restaurant is great for food and cocktails, and it kind of has that menu that everyone can get something off. There's always something there.
Can I throw in Chapter One? I remember when I used to work in Northern Sound Radio in Cavan, we used to go there for lunch
very
quite a
good.
Bit as
it's
well.
It's a good spot.
It's a real lunch, brunchy sort
brunchy
of
spot,
place.
Yes. Yeah, that's coffee. Perfect for during the day when you need to bop around the place and head in there. That's a really good one. Then for a pint, head to Gartland's, which is also known as the Thatch Pub. It's like a traditional thatch pub with like fire and live music and great atmosphere. Really, really cool spot. That's in near King's Court.
Listeners getting in touch already about this. 30 of us went for my mother's 90th birthday to the Slieve Russell Hotel in Cavan, and I would highly recommend it. 20 out of the 10 said brilliant service, accommodation, food facilities as well, great surroundings. Another listener recommending the Farnham Estate in Cavan, a well-known hotel there too. Lovely indoor and outdoor pools. I was a big fan, and they had a pub underground as well.
Oh.
And this listener is getting in touch to say, you haven't mentioned Virginia. It's a gorgeous little town.
Virginia's gorgeous.
It is, except for the traffic, and it needs a bypass.
I know.
That's all I think of when I think of Virginia.
Absolutely. There's lovely lakes there too in Virginia to check out, and loads of little cafes and stuff as well.
Yeah, you have a digital detox recommendation.
I have a digital detox. Right, so this is, there's a couple of these around Ireland. They're like Buddhist meditation centres. So this is Jampa Lynn Buddhist Meditation Centre.
Haven't heard of this.
No,
where is it?
And I've just discovered it. So it's where is it? It's about 10 minutes from Cavan Town.
Right.
But it's a peaceful kind of spot. It's like a hostel. You can also stay there for quite cheap. And then there's like a room there is about like €35, or you could stay in a private room for about €50. It's a meditation centre. It's really peaceful surroundings. So like this is the perfect place if you really just need to like get away and like switch off your phone, because you can go to Cabu Cabins and say you're going to do that, but you're going to end up filming and taking photos of the cabins because they're so gorgeous. So this place is a real kind of like switch off, like meditate, chill out, really nice spot.
The other place, another listener recommendation as well, it's 087 1400 106. That is the number, Cabra Castle. One of the great castle hotels
Cabra
too.
Cabra Castle is gorgeous. So
it's a real wedding venue destination.
Yes, it is very
actually.
Wedding, yeah, yeah. But it's one of Ireland's great castle hotels.
Are you good at jumping in the car and going to experience new counties?
Yes, I'm always in the car. Always driving around Ireland. That's where you'll see me.
But do you enjoy staycationing? And I hate that word.
I do.
Just think back about COVID.
I love it. I love Ireland, and I love experience. Like, we have such little unique things in every town, or every county even. You'll find something unique, like, anywhere. And I think if you could just station yourself somewhere over a weekend, or like if you're on holidays or whatever, station yourself somewhere and just explore and see what you'll find. You'll find these like museums, these like little hidden gems, these like hikes, caves, all of that. They're all there. And they're really cool too.
Now, there's no doubt about it, and listeners get in touch with us all the time to talk about the price of accommodation and the price in particular of, you know, often hotel accommodation in the country. But I know that's why you're trying to make such an effort to find, like, yes, look, you can have your luxurious, you know, stay. However, you can also have the more budget-friendly stays too. And
I know, I think when you always kind of do something like this and you need to recommend, you need to suit all categories. Like, you can't just expect people to be like, okay, like, throw away, like, you know, well, not throw away, but like spend this much money on something, and you need to have different options there. Now, those things are wonderful and they're experiences and like they're to be seen as like, oh, this is something really unique and I'll remember this. But certainly, yeah, we definitely need to highlight the lesser, you know, the budget kind of accommodations.
Camping is another great way as well.
Camping's a good one too.
It?
Yeah, always good. There's a couple of campsites around and stuff. There's actually one.
For the camping and caravan, because we hear more and more of people even hiring camper vans travel and staycation around the country.
Absolutely. Ramor Caravan Park and Camping
there is,
Park
I know
is
it.
Very good.
If I was driving home today, I'd likely pass it.
Yes, absolutely. So these are always great spots.
Now, your other hidden gems, finally, that you want to recommend, Will,
hidden
to listeners.
Gems. So Doonaree Forest Park is one of the prettiest woodland parks in Ireland. It has loads of waterfalls, rivers, lakes, castle ruins, all that kind of stuff. It's more of a quiet alternative to the bigger attractions. You can also grab coffee there at Wild Oak Brew and Bake, which is very nice. And then finally, you have Tully Dermot Falls, which is perfect for a picnic. It's a short walk to the waterfall that's especially impressive after rain. So when it's raining, which it does a lot here, you can visit that. It's very, very cool. It's a well-surfaced path that leads from the small car park, and it's a main viewing area just there. And it's suitable for wheelchairs, buggies and everyone avoiding uneven ground.
The Doonaree Forest Park, quite a few people actually recommended that today. Yeah,
really
listener tells me
one.
It's a super spot, great for young families with young children as well.
Absolutely. Really like kind of fairy tale woods, like lovely arched stone bridges, that kind of thing. Really cool.
So that's your Cavan recommendation.
That's Cavan.
As yeah.
I'm sure I've missed loads, but please do tell us.
Yeah, people will text in to give out that you didn't mention their time.
Yeah.
the other thing too for people, it is a county you could see a lot in a weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is important as well.
Yeah, very important. And it's not too far from really anything. It's another hidden Heartlands, Midlands kind of county. So you'll have no bother getting there. It's not like you're travelling all the way down to Cork or West Cork or Donegal or whatever. It's there and it's free to explore. So
hour and a half is always a good time limit.
Hour and a half is a good time, yeah. Enough time in the car.
Will Murphy, travel content creator. Will, thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.